Well, hello there. I'm Lance, and welcome to Dozing Off. Dozing Off is a podcast where I'll read you to sleep. I'll narrate short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. Tonight, we'll take a pause from the classic literature and go on another journey together. This time, I'm gonna take you on a quiet walk, one that begins at your doorstep and ends at the sea. This story is called Steps to the Sea. It's about slowing down, listening to the world around you, and finding peace in the rhythm of the night. If you are here tonight, I appreciate you so much for making dozing off a part of your bedtime routine. Get cozy, close your eyes, and let's take a walk to the sea together. Here we go. The night is quiet. The kind of quiet that hums softly beneath the surface. Crickets singing somewhere in the brush, a low breeze moving through the grass, the rhythmic hush of waves far in the distance. You stand at the edge of the path. The world behind you is dim, a soft glow from the windows of your home, the faint outline of the old wooden fence, the gentle light of a lantern swaying by the porch. The air smells faintly of salt. Cool, a little damp. The kind of air that feels alive when it touches your skin. You breathe it in slowly, letting it settle deep inside your chest. And then, you begin to walk. The path is narrow and well-worn. Each step presses softly into the earth. Pebbles shift beneath your shoes. You can hear the crunch, a sound that melts into the night, steady and calm. Above you, the sky stretches wide and endless. The stars are scattered like small lanterns, some bright, some faint, and the moon hangs low, not full, but generous with its light. You walk slowly, unhurried, listening to the subtle sounds around you. The chirp of a cricket, the sigh of a breeze that passes through the tall reeds. Somewhere far off, a lone bird gives one last call before silence. The world feels different at night. Gentler, softer. Have you noticed it doesn't ask anything of you? It simply lets you be. You take another step, and another. The faint sound of waves grows clearer now. A slow, steady rhythm, as if the earth itself is breathing. In and out. The scent of salt becomes stronger. You can almost taste it on your tongue. It mixes with the faint sweetness of wild grass and pine from inland, and together, they create something ancient, something peaceful. You notice how your body begins to settle. The day feels distant now. The noise, the motion, the thoughts. They drift away like small boats untethered, floating out to sea. You round a bend in the path. To your left, the dark outline of dunes rises gently. Tufts of seagrass sway, whispering secrets to the night. The sound of the ocean deepens. You can hear it moving, rolling, falling, returning. The sand appears beneath your feet, soft, cool, and giving. You pause for a moment. The night air touches your face. It feels kind. You slip off your shoes and step forward. The grains of sand shift easily beneath your feet, each one small, smooth, ancient. The earth here remembers the tides, the winds, the footprints that came and went long before you. You walk closer to the sound of the water. The sea greets you gently, its rhythm unbroken, its voice endless and calm. You stop where the sand darkens with moisture. A small wave slides forward, just enough to reach your toes. It cools your skin, then retreats. You breathe in deeply. Salt, air, water, earth, and exhale slowly, watching the sea shimmer in the moonlight. You look out at the horizon. There's no clear edge between sky and water, just an expanse of soft darkness, rippling and endless. It feels as though you could walk right into it and become part of the night itself. You take a few more steps, feeling the gentle pull of the sand beneath you. Each wave that arrives feels a little different, some small, some whiter and smoother. They come without hurry, just as you do. You let your arms hang loosely by your sides. The wind moves through your hair, carrying the faint scent of seaweed and salt. Somewhere down the coast, a buoy rings softly, a low, distant tone that fades into the sound of the surf. You close your eyes. The night wraps around you like a warm blanket. The sound of the waves becomes your heartbeat. The breeze becomes your breath. And everything feels steady. You stay like this for a while. Time losing its edges. Just the hush of the water, the whisper of the dunes, the rhythm of your breathing. A shooting star glides gently across the horizon. For a moment, you watch it fade into the black sky. And you feel a quiet gratitude for this night, for this stillness, for this moment that asks for nothing. The sea speaks in patterns, a slow approach, a retreat, a pause, and again. It's the same rhythm you've known all your life, hidden beneath every breath, every heartbeat. You realize you're part of it, never separate, always returning. You kneel down and run your hand through the wet sand. It's cool and smooth. Tiny shells catch between your fingers. You let them slip away with the next wave. The ocean doesn't mind what it takes or gives. It just moves. The night deepens. A few clouds drift slowly across the moon. The waves become a low, steady hum. A lullaby meant for anyone who listens. You take one more breath of the sea. Slow, full, peaceful. And when you exhale, you feel lighter. As if something inside you has quietly let go. You turn back toward the path. The sand shifts again beneath your feet, softly, like the earth is guiding you home. The sound of the waves follow you. Never too loud, never too far. Just a reminder that peace is always near. The first steps away from the sea feel calm and unhurried. Your feet remember the softness. Your body feels loose. Weightless. The cool air brushes gently against your skin. You walk up the path slowly. The dunes fade behind you, and the night greets you with the familiar sounds of the land. The rustle of reeds, the steady hum of crickets, the sigh of trees far inland. The stars seem brighter now. You walk beneath them, their light catching on the leaves in the path ahead. You realize how quiet your thoughts have become, how the mind, when given stillness, settles naturally like sand after a wave. You pass the old wooden fence. It creaks softly as the wind moves past. Beyond it, your home comes into view. The lantern on the porch still glowing, casting gentle circles of light across the steps. The door waits open. A soft welcome. You step inside. The warmth meets you instantly. The faint scent of wood, a whisper of the night air following you in. You set your shoes by the door. You listen for a moment. The sound of the sea is still there, faint, distant, like a heartbeat you'll always remember. You make your way to your room. The sheets are cool, the pillow soft. The night air drifts in through a slightly open window, carrying with it the faintest sound of waves and wind. You lie down. The bed cradles your body, each muscle easing into stillness. You let the rhythm of the sea continue in your mind. That slow, gentle pull, that steady return. Your breathing matches it now. In. And out. In and out. The world quiets further. The cricket's song softens. The wind stills. Even the waves seem slower, like they are too drifting toward rest. Your eyes grow heavy, your mind grows soft. And as you drift toward sleep, you know the path to the sea is always there, waiting for you, calm and familiar, ready to welcome you home again whenever you need it.